The UN's chief weapons inspector, Hans Blix, is in London today meeting with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair. He's accompanied by Mohamed El-Baradei, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Both men are due in Baghdad on Saturday. In Brussels, NATO ambassadors meet in special session today to discuss the case for war against Iraq in the wake of Secretary Powell's presentation. Some NATO members, particularly Germany and France, have been reluctant to start planning for a possible war. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Before Powell spoke yesterday, European states were split into two camps, both factions headed by permanent members of the UN Security Council. The first, led by French President Jacques Chirac, favors a diplomatic solution to the crisis. This group includes Germany, Belgium, Greece, and Luxembourg. The other, led by British Prime Minister Tony Blair, is willing to back military action in varying degrees. Blair's contingent includes Spain, Portugal, Italy, Denmark, as well as half a dozen former Eastern Bloc countries. One day after Powell's testimony, those positions remain largely intact. France still believes any military action requires a second UN resolution explicitly authorizing force. This morning, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin told French radio that the time is not yet ripe to even consider a second UN resolution. The only European leader to call for an immediate second resolution was Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. If Saddam isn't willing to change his mind, Berlusconi said, a new Security Council resolution will be necessary to give full legitimacy to a possible military operation. The Bush administration's stated aim was not to convince members of the Security Council to pass a second resolution. Both the White House and the British government believe Resolution 1441, passed last fall, already provides for that possibility. The idea behind yesterday's testimony was to show that Iraq was not complying with the existing UN resolutions. Sir Jeremy Greenstock is Britain's ambassador to the United Nations.
It's not just a question of time and more time. Resolution 1441 in November did that. It strengthened the inspectors. It said last chance. It's time for decision.
British public opinion mirrors widely held views on the continent. More than 80% of the public here opposes military action without a second UN resolution. But according to a poll conducted last night by the British firm YouGov, there was a 10% rise in the number of people who believe Powell's testimony gave new legitimacy to a possible war. Among the critics of Tony Blair's hardline position on Iraq has been Donald Anderson, chairman of the House of Commons Foreign Relations Committee. After yesterday's testimony, though, Anderson altered his stance.
I think it'd be very difficult to deny, after what we heard now, that there is indeed a very powerful case that he does have these weapons, chemical, biological, and is desperately trying to obtain a nuclear capacity. It's also almost certainly true that the majority of the members of the Security Council are now convinced that this man has played fast and loose with the UN and the time is drawing nigh when he must be confronted.
French officials say they already know that Saddam has weapons, but they're not yet willing to agree that those weapons pose a threat. According to Jacques Maynard, a French member of parliament, Powell's testimony was neither new nor compelling.
I think that in the overhaul, Mr. Colin Powell failed to convince anybody. He has brought up things which, in fact, I don't say he has been manipulated, but needs to be verified by the inspectors.
Key among Security Council members from Europe is Russia. The country is neither directly aligned with France nor with the United States. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has suggested that if Iraq fails to fully cooperate with inspectors, his government may take a tougher position on military action. Grigory Yavlinsky is a member of the Russian Duma.
I think that our president would support Mr. Bush at the end of the day. I can't say when that would happen.
But Moscow, like Paris, continues to believe that Powell's testimony simply reinforces the need for more inspections. If the evidence is correct, Yavlinsky adds, inspectors should follow up and verify. Guy Raz, NPR News.
A transcript of Secretary Powell's remarks is at npr.org.